It's time for Coach's Corner here on 1410 KGRN. It's time to talk BGM volleyball and wrap up the Bears season with head coach Ashley Kriegel. And Coach, your team finishes up 8-18 total on the season, but you got a few more wins later in the year. How do you feel about your season overall?
You know, last year was my first year, and so it was a building year. And this year we really built off of some stuff we'd worked on last year. And so, maybe not the record we were really hoping for, but as far as improvements, we had a lot of improvements. And like you said, we won some games later in the season, which is always nice to finish on that high. But overall, very proud of our girls in the season that we had and the improvements that were made.
So you lose six seniors that graduate. Give me your thoughts here on your graduating players.
Yeah, six is a lot. I feel blessed to have six seniors. I know there are other teams that aren't fortunate to have those numbers. They are all great girls. They each bring their own qualities and strengths. And I don't know, you can tell they're all friends as well. They get along really well on the court, outside of volleyball as well. We'll miss them next year, though there will be some big shoes to fill. But overall, just very proud of those seniors and the leadership and skills that they brought to our team this year.
Well, the Van Ursvelds, cousins Riley and Taylor, will certainly be huge losses. I mean, Riley led you, was one of your leaders in kills. I mean, Isabel Austin was close behind her. We'll talk about her in a moment. But, I mean, Taylor was key at the setter spot for you. They were both over 200 digs, both Taylor and Riley. I mean, those two had pretty incredible seasons for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Riley was kind of our go-to offensively, and like you said, defensively too. She scrapped around and got a lot of digs and covered a lot of ground on the floor. And then Taylor being our setter, that's obviously a spot to fill in itself. But absolutely, they are two of our strong leaders from that senior class that next year somebody will have to step up and we'll have to fill those spots and make do without their talent there.
Yeah, so who would be some candidates, do you think, at that center position?
You know, that's a really good question. Coach and I have talked, and we have options, but there's a lot of time before the next season. The off-season work will also be incredibly important for us to see who will step up and want to fill that role. And so really it's still an open spot. We don't have anything set in stone yet, so I'll be curious to see what the off-season looks like for that.
Well, that's a position then that is there for the taking. People are going to have to work into that spot then here in this off-season. I wanted to get your thoughts about two players. Isabel Austin, we mentioned she was second on the team in kills. She's only a junior. Sophie Poles came through this year as a sophomore, saw significant minutes and sets. I think she's one of three players that saw action every single set so far this year. What do you see from those two? Probably look into those two as being kind of your leaders into next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Next year they will have that experience, the varsity experience from this year, so that will definitely be helpful. They still have things to work on, as does everyone else, so we still want to push them in the off season so that we can improve and be better next August when we start. But yeah, they will hopefully step up and take some of those leadership roles as well, and we can count on them from their experience this year to help us out next year.
Well, talk a little bit more about each of them, Isabel and Sophie, and what you saw from each of them this season and what they need to work on in the off season.
Yeah, Isabel, her hitting, she loves to hit, so that's obviously a fun part for her. And so just getting more consistent and reading the court better for her, that'll be something that we'll work on with her, as well as blocking in the off season. And then her quickness in the back row, we started having somebody play back row for her back row in the end of the season. And I know she wasn't super pleased with that decision, but knew it was best for the team. So I know she'll be fighting to work for that back row spot again. So those are some things that she has to work on. But as far as Sophie goes, Sophie stepped up as a sophomore and really impressed us. Her hitting again, she has some of her timing issues that we'll work through. She'll figure it out. She's a smart girl, and she just has the drive not to let the ball hit the floor, so that helped her a lot. So getting that and helping her to spread that to her teammates, that motivation to just go get the ball wherever it is. And then just Sophie, her serves, we could work on our serves too to be a little more aggressive. So still things to work on, but we'll look to improve their strengths as well.
Absolutely. How do you feel about your numbers of sophomores, freshmen, maybe incoming freshmen for next year? You know, how do you feel about your overall numbers as you try to integrate more players into varsity next year?
Yeah, this year we had 26 players, so we were blessed with pretty good numbers, and I'm hoping for the same sort of turnout next year. I think I have 6 juniors going to be seniors next year, and so that will be a good number again. And then as far as sophomores going to be juniors, I had 4 this year, so hopefully we can get them to all stay out as well. But my freshman class this year was big. We had 10 freshmen, so hopefully, again, they'll put the time in the off season and just bring their experience back. And I don't know as far as the incoming freshmen what that class number looks like, but I know there are some there's a good group of girls there too. So hopefully number-wise, we're still doing pretty good next year. A fairly even balance grade level to grade level.
So what is your priority for this team to get them ready for a new season?
I think just continually improving our fundamentals. That's one of our big focuses, is just we have to be able to pass and we have to be able to serve in order to win any games. And so working on our serves, like spot serving, just being more aggressive in the serving area. But then our blocks could also use some more work. We are not a huge blocking team. Our height isn't always there. But figuring out what we can do defensively to help with our blocks. And then offensively, we worked on a lot of offensive stuff this year and just continuing to improve that, read the court, find the openings, and just overall making our girls smarter volleyball players.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time here today and throughout the season on Coach's Corner. And best of luck down the road. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Chris, for all you do. I appreciate it.
That's Ashley Kriegel joining us here on Coach's Corner. BGM Coach's Corner brought to you by Brooklyn True Value on 1410 KGRN.